Previously on Left Behind.
Dad, thanks for leading me to Christ. I'm gonna go be with Mom now. Buck, and our precious little one. I'll see you in a while. Okay. I'm ready.
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 129 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
It is so good to see you.
Grandpa!
Okay. Let me have a hug. Okay. Ming says they kept him from the coverage. He has no idea.
No idea about what?
Uh-huh. They grow up so fast, don't they?
Is Mommy on the plane?
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about, Big Guy.
Can I ride in it?
We can probably do that.
I like planes.
Let's go over by the plane.
Did you see the big racks up there?
Yeah, I did.
Uncle Zoan says we get to sleep up there and eat honey bread or something.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Why isn't Mommy here?
Kenny, you know how we've all been waiting for Jesus to return?
The glorious appearing?
Right. The glorious appearing. Well, Mommy went to see Jesus before he came back.
Did she have an appointment?
Yeah. Yeah, she kind of did have an appointment.
Can I go see Jesus?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. See, Kenny, some of the bad guys, they took her and they were really, really mad because she believes in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus, too.
You sure do. Kenny. Okay, listen. Listen to me. Mommy wants us to be really brave about what I'm gonna tell you, okay?
Okay.
Those bad guys hurt Mommy. They hurt her so bad that she died.
Mommy died?
She went to be with Jesus. And we're gonna see her again real soon, okay?
Daddy, when is she coming back?
When Jesus comes back.
But I want Mommy.
That's not gonna be for a little while.
I want Mommy. Where's Mommy?
Kenny, I want her to.
But I want Mommy. Where's Mommy?
Kenny.
Where's Mommy?
Kenny. Kenny.
Mommy!
You still awake?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, just doing some reading.
Kenny okay?
Yeah. He's asleep now. Finally. I still don't think he gets it, Dad.
Who does?
Yeah.
I've decided your assignment.
Okay. I'm listening.
Jerusalem.
You putting me out to pasture?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Ray. The action's gonna be here, or in the Jezreel Valley.
Maybe. But from what Sion says, that's just going to be the staging area. Most of the conflict will occur in Jerusalem.
Really? Okay. Well, then sign me up.
We're getting reports in the computer center that Carpathia's turning up the heat. More persecution, torture, beheadings.
And this is surprising who?
Just Sam. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
You know, I've listened to Tsion for years now, talking about heading toward Armageddon. But I've never felt it so personally since losing Chloe.
I can't wait to see the look on the little guy's face when he gets to see his mom again.
I'm really looking forward to it, too. Think about it. Jesus, face to face. And I know Chloe and Irene and Raimi and Amanda will be there.
Have you ever asked Doc about that?
About what?
Well, that verse that says there will be no marriage in heaven.
No.
Well, if I were you, I might check that out. I mean, I got one wife waiting for me. You got a whole pile.
It's not that bad. Maybe I'll see what he says.
Good idea.
It had gone from a necessary piece of textual research to being my most prized possession. Why do I speak of the Word of God today when we have come with such heavy hearts to remember two dear comrades and loved ones? Because both Albie and Chloe were people of the Word. Albie would be the first to tell you he was not a scholar, hardly a reader. But whenever the occasion arose that he could sit under the teaching of the Bible, he took notes. He asked questions. He drank it in. And Chloe, our dear sister, and one of the original members of the Tribulation Force. It was common to find her reading her Bible, memorizing verses, and trying them out on people. It wasn't enough to know the text. She wanted it to come alive in her heart and mind and life. To those who will miss Chloe the most, I give you the only counsel that kept me sane when my own beloved were so cruelly taken from me. Hold to God's unchanging hand, grasp his promises, and never let go. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Did you hear that promise? But then, how we can rejoice in the but thens of God's word. Then is coming, dear ones. Sooner with each passing day. Face to face. Crystal clear comprehension. Our Savior and our loved ones. Then is coming soon.
Captain, thanks for coming. As you know, we've had little information from the GC since it moved operations to Al-Hala.
Mm-hmm.
But I came across this earlier.
They're going to bid out the job of wiring the conference hall for sound?
Yep. They're preparing to move back to Baghdad and hold this event in the conference hall near the palatial quarters.
Unfortunately, we have no contacts anymore.
Ah, but here's my plan. Riwu's identity has never been compromised. I've formulated a dossier on him that tells his entire background in technological college and his small sound engineering firm in South Korea, Wu and Associates.
Which, of course, never existed.
Of course not. I already know what all the other bids are on the sound job, so I can easily underbid them and get Wu and Associates the job.
Then what?
I put in a bunch of caveats about how he prefers to use a small crew, which works alone, and mainly at night, mumbo-jumbo about uninhibited interface with the acoustic signature of the space. Setting up the main room and working with GC-CNN will be easy. I can teach you and Ri how to do that. We tell the GC the job will take about twice as long as it really will, giving you access to the main conference room off the big hall.
Where Carpathia and his cabinet plan to meet with the regional potentates.
Bugging that room is trickier, but I can also teach you that.
Ri's the only one who's going to look Korean, Chang.
That's easy. I'll have Mr. Wu explain that he's using his all-star international crew to do the best job possible.
Where are we getting the gear from?
We found a guy in Texas who ran a huge sound company, touring bands, installs, the whole deal. He popped up on the website after becoming a believer and said he wanted to help. This is his lucky day.
So, Captain, no compulsion to talk us out of this?
A little late for that, isn't it, Ri? If it helps, I was nervous too. Both times. You'll be fine.
Thanks.
Oh, here she comes. Don't miss it.
Me, you stand here. Ree, thank you. You two make a lovely couple. Should think about getting married. Dearly beloved, we are gathered in this place, protected by God, to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Many have asked, with no more than 6 months to go before the return of our Lord and Savior, if such a union should take place. I say, what better time for a man and woman to commit themselves to each other? Just as the church will soon be finally united with its groom, this man and this woman will be united. What a wonderful foreshadowing. Sadly, the society and culture from which these two come, for all intents and purposes, no longer exists. That being the case, they have deemed it appropriate to compose a simple and forward-looking ceremony. They have written their own vows and will pledge them to one another now.
I, Ree, take thee, Ming, to be my wife. With the absence of family, I take you as my family. In a world where beauty has been destroyed, I lift you up as beautiful. As we are surrounded by death, I celebrate you as a living gift. As God has promised so much for us, I long with my whole heart to share those promises with you. As God has loved us so much, I long with my whole heart to love you.
I, Ming, take thee, Ri, to be my husband. I commit to love and cherish, to help you, to lift you up, and to serve God with you. Our Father, in his love for me, loves me through you. In war, you will be my peace. In strife, you will be my rest. In suffering, you will be my solace. I will cherish your humanity, but will celebrate the divine that shows through. I will love with a heart that yearns to love as our Savior loves, sacrificially and complete. I will love as he gives me strength. I will love.
What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. My brother, you may kiss the bride.
Greetings, I'm Cabinet Minister Heinrich. Mr. Wu?
I am Mr. Wu. Here's my card.
Thank you.
And this is the rest of our team.
Well, good day.
Welcome. His Excellency is very excited about the room and its potential. Right in here, please.
It is a beautiful room.
Yes, it really is.
Please, excuse me for a moment. RT of just under 6 seconds. Fits our computer modeling, no problem.
Yes, just as we planned.
Cabinet Minister Heinrich, there are just a handful of minor detail items we would appreciate your input on.
Sure.
Let's see, yes. We need to talk about location for the amp racks and address any cooling concerns. We need to mount a number of small antennas for the UHF wireless mic system, and we'd like to get your approval on locating those.
We can take care of all your requests.
One other minor item. As mentioned in the rider, we prefer to work at night. We're not in anyone's way, and the room is quieter. So if we could get one or two keys, which we'll sign for, and of course return the moment we're finished.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem either.
Great.
Yes. Great.
So the boys are rolling into Baghdad, huh?
Looks that way. The heads of the 10 regions are supposed to be there in the next few days.
All right. Gentlemen, let me show you the fruits of some very fine work by Wu and Associates.
Ah. I can't make any of that out.
Let me bring up a few more of the mics.
Do we have video?
Still working on it. Should be up by tonight. Hang on.
Might that be who we hope it is?
Gentlemen.
Bingo!
Yeah, right.
I have news. And it is so dynamic and delicious, I can hardly wait to share it, but I must. I have a trio I want to introduce to everyone. Three who will help us accomplish our
goal. Captain Steele, Rabbi Ben Judah wants to see you. He's willing to come to your quarters.
No, I'm happy you're there.
You're recording.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Wonderful image, Reverend. Like a kitten with a ball of yarn. The rebel forces, on the other hand, will receive the piercing, stinging thrash of the fully extended claw. Their very lives and existence will become the toy.
Well, your messages have been going out daily via the internet, haven't they?
Of course, but occasionally God lays on my heart a message that I believe he wants addressed to believers and unbelievers alike. If we were again able to pirate the international airwaves, well, it's like taking the gospel into the very pit of hell.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Exactly. So what do you think? Can we do this and win?
First, you don't need my permission.
Well, consider it informing you, then.
Fair enough. All you need to know, then, is that we have the best techies in the world here. Chang's built his system in such a way that it's simply a matter of throwing a switch. Huh? They're off, we're on. It's that simple.
I suppose one time is as good as another. How about tomorrow, at noon, our time?
Consider it done.
I shall call a meeting. I am energized by a live audience.
We'll have the cameras set up and ready to go.
A message that I believe you would have me share with you. I shall not whitewash or sugarcoat it, as we are at the most perilous time in the history of mankind.
Naomi, come here. Listen to this.
I want to hear Tsion.
The only thing better than him is listening in on the control room in Baghdad. That's what's on GC CNN right now.
Don't they ever get tired of that?
Now, watch this.
Oh no, not again! Why does this always happen during my ship? It's not fair!
Shut up, all affiliates of Terry. Don't answer that! All SPP
machine group, call Golden Sands and have them confirm Chongxi on their uplink. If not, put Chongxi on and do it now!
They've taken over our switcher.
What? They can't do that!
Well, they just did.
That's it! We need to power down the uplink.
Won't work.
Doesn't work.
How do you know?
We tried that last time.
Told ya.
These guys are making my life a living hell!
Now that is the smile of a man who really enjoys his work.
I'll admit, it's a good feeling.
I'm going to go listen.
Be out in a second. She called me a man.
Two more judgments are prophesied before the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Euphrates River will become as dry land. Scoff today, but be amazed when it happens, and remember it was foretold. And the last judgment will be an earthquake that levels the entire globe. This judgment will bring hail so huge it will kill millions.
Where is Figueroa?
He has not been seen since we left New Babylon, Excellency.
What about his people? The Scandinavian? The Asian whiz kid? Where is he? He could fix this.
The Asian is unaccounted for. The Scandinavian died from the heat.
Who's running our television division now?
It has been farmed out to the affiliates. The darkness made things impossible in New Babylon.
I want someone assigned who can put an end to this. What will people think?
Begging your pardon, Highness.
What?
But they will wonder what some of the cabinet are wondering. They are asking, what about the fact that so many of these things we have suffered through were foretold? Is there some truth to all this? Who is Carpathia anyway?
They want to know who Carpathia is? My own cabinet?
I am telling you only what I hear, Majesty.
Maybe it is time we tell them, Leon. Maybe it is time they know who I truly am.
I guess this is it. Moment we've been waiting for.
By the way, did you all watch the coverage of Nick's remarks last night?
Yeah, why?
Was it just me, or was the sound in that room really
good?
You know, I thought the same thing.
Crystal clear.
Woo-win associates. Those guys are dangerous.
Just thought I'd point that out. Now, Chang, are you able to pan across the room?
Certainly.
Good. Let's get a look at who's there.
There's Viv Ivins.
Uh-huh.
Check out Leon. Wearing a lovely outfit from his Mardi Gras collection.
There's Akbar wearing his formal dress uniform. I don't recognize those three, the guys to the side there.
Yeah, I've been watching them. I don't think they moved.
Joan, do you know who they are?
Oddly, I have yet to see them even blink. But I do notice everyone else stealing glances at them.
Chang, zoom in on them.
Sure. There's a close-up. They're clearly three-dimensional, but like you say, not moving.
Hmm.
As if this shindig wasn't strange enough with just the regular players.
I may have taped their entrance. You want to see it?
Yeah, as long as we don't miss Carpathia's live entrance.
You won't. Okay. You can see them being seated.
It's like they're moving in unison, as one.
Wow.
Did you see which door they came in?
It doesn't show up on the recording. They just seem to appear.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Okay, back to the live.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your Supreme Court. His Highness, His Majesty, His Excellency, our Lord and Risen King.
Those three
Nikolai
in front are still
Carpathia,
sitting.
The first and last, world without end. Amen.
Your Excellency, sir.
Thank you most kindly, Reverend. For the fervency of your worship is exceeded only by your rather vibrant wardrobe.
A reflection of your brightness, Lordship.
Thank you, Leon. Please, get up and take your seat, if you would.
As you wish, your... Oh, excuse me, Excellency.
I believe you have effected a rip in your coat of many colors.
I will have it mended immediately, Your Excellency.
Well, don't hurry on my account. It's your robe.
Oh, well put, Your Worship.
Fine, go sit. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be seated. Let me thank you all for coming. But time is short, our agenda is pressing. Without further delay, let's get down to business. Let me begin by reminding you that this is not a democracy. I am not interested in your vote. I am not interested in your opinion, nor am I interested in your input. What I am interested in is your undivided attention. So then, questions? Excellent. Let us proceed. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for me to take you into my confidence. I am eternal. I am from everlasting to everlasting. I was there at the beginning, and I will remain through eternity future. All right, let that serve as our premise. Here is the problem. The one who calls himself God is not God. I will concede that he preceded me. When I evolved out of the primordial ooze and water, he was already there. But plainly, he had come about in the same manner I did. He tried to tell us we were created as ministering servants. Had I been there first, I could have told him that I had created him and that it was he who would serve me by ministering to my other creations. I knew from the beginning it was a lie, and that I, all of us, were being used. He demanded that the whole world worship and obey him. I had the audacity to ask why. Why not me? Did I incite insurrection? You bet I did. And why not? Am I Antichrist? Well, if he is Christ, then yes! Yes! I am against the Christ who was falsely crowned. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, for I am the Most High.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.